Chapter 19, Finding Your Deep Inner Peace. This stroke of insight has given me the priceless gift of knowing that deep inner peace is just a thought, feeling, away. To experience peace does not mean that your life is always blissful. It means that you are capable of tapping into a blissful state of mind amidst the normal chaos of a hectic life. I realize that for many of us, the distance between our thinking mind and our compassionate heart sometimes feels miles apart. Some of us traverse this distance on command. Others of us are so committed to our hopelessness, anger, and misery that the mere concept of a peaceful heart feels foreign and unsafe. Based upon my experience with losing my left mind, I wholeheartedly believe that the feeling of deep inner peace is neurological circuitry located in our right brain. This circuitry is constantly running and always available for us to hook into. The feeling of peace is something that happens in the present moment. It's not something that we bring with us from the past or project into the future. Step one to experiencing inner peace is the willingness to be present in the right here, right now. The more aware we are of when we run our loop of deep inner peace, the easier it is for us to purposely choose to hook into that circuitry. Some of us struggle in our attempts to recognize when we are running this circuitry, only because our minds are distracted by other thoughts. This makes sense since our Western society honors and rewards the skills of our doing left brain much more than our being right brain. Thus, if you are having difficulty accessing the consciousness of your right mind circuitry, then it is probably because you have done a stupendous job learning exactly what you were taught while growing up. Congratulate yourselves for their successes and realize that, as my good friend Dr. Kat Domingo proclaims, enlightenment is not a process of learning, it is a process of unlearning. Since both of our hemispheres work together to generate our perception of reality on a moment-by-moment basis, we are exercising our right mind all the time. Once you learn to recognize the subtle feelings and physiology running through your body when you are connected to the circuitry of the present moment, you can then train yourself to reactivate that circuitry on demand. I'm going to share with you a variety of ways I remind myself back into the consciousness and personality of my right here, right now, peaceful right brain. The first thing I do to experience my inner peace is to remember that I am a part of a greater structure, an eternal flow of energy and molecules from which I cannot be separated. Knowing that I am a part of the cosmic flow makes me feel innately safe and experience my life as heaven on earth. How can I feel vulnerable when I cannot be separated from the greater whole? My left mind thinks of me as a fragile individual capable of losing my life. My right mind realizes that the essence of my being has eternal life. Although I may lose these cells and my ability to perceive this three-dimensional world, my energy will merely absorb back into the tranquil sea of euphoria. Knowing this leaves me grateful for the time I have here, as well as enthusiastically committed to the well-being of the cells that constitute my life. In order to come back to the present moment, we must consciously slow down our minds. To do this, first decide you are not in a hurry. Your left mind may be rushing, thinking, deliberating, and analyzing, but your right mind is very mellow. Right now, besides listening to this audiobook, what are you doing? Are you running any cognitive loops in addition to your listening? Are you watching the clock or sitting in a busy place? Become aware of your extraneous thoughts, thank them for their service, and ask them to be silent for a little while. We're not asking them to go away, just to push the pause button for a few minutes. Rest assured, they're not going anywhere. When you are ready to re-engage with your storyteller again, it will jump right back online. When we are hooked into cognitive thoughts and running mental loops, technically, we are not in the present moment. We can be thinking about something that has already occurred or about something that has not yet happened. And although our body is right here, right now, our mind is somewhere else. In order to come back to the experience of the present moment, allow your consciousness to shift away from those cognitive loops that distract you from what is happening right now. If you will, think about your breathing. Since you are listening to this audiobook, then you're probably sitting in a relaxed state. Draw in a deep breath. Go ahead, it's okay. Pull air deep into your chest and watch your belly swell. What's going on inside your body? Is it in a comfortable position? Is your stomach feeling calm or queasy? Are you hungry? How full is your bladder? Do you have a dry mouth? Do your cells feel tired or refreshed? How is your neck? Just take a pause from any distracting thoughts and observe your life for just a moment. Where are you sitting? How's the lighting? How do you feel about where you're sitting? Take another deep breath. And now another. Relax into your body. Soften your jaw and that furrow in your brow. Revel in the fact that, in this moment, you are a living, thriving human being. Let that feeling of celebration and gratitude flood your consciousness.